Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and important news you need to know. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. The U.S. government was up to even more shenanigans on February 29 than I had time to discuss in my last program. The Fed's huge effort to knock down gold and silver prices, the quantity of silver that was sold in 30 minutes was equal to about 30% of annual worldwide silver mine production, also needed to be done on February 29 to draw attention away from two other major news developments that day. First, the International Swaps and Derivatives Association was to announce a decision on whether the 70% immediate losses on Greek sovereign debt constituted a default, which would trigger liabilities to counterparties of derivatives contracts. The ISDA consists of 15 banks, hedge funds, and investment houses. It decides whether any particular credit event constitutes a default. The parties who would owe the bulk of the derivatives liabilities for a default are ISDA members. Obviously, that means that the ISDA is biased against declaring a default. The ISDA postponed announcing their decision until the next day, then reported a unanimous vote that the Greek credit event was not a default. The other major development on February 29 was the news that the Pan-Asian Gold Exchange had been killed before it started operation. Apparently, a part owner of U.S. origin managed to get 24% of the voting control of Pan-Asian, then was able to elect enough members of the board of directors to postpone the commencement of operations. The plans to begin operation of Pan-Asian Gold Exchange were announced last summer. The contracts it would have traded would have been 100% backed by physical gold. They would have been priced in Chinese renminbi yuan instead of U.S. dollars. As such, the Pan-Asian Gold Exchange would have represented a double threat to the U.S. government, as 100% backed contracts would have offered more protection for investors than those traded on the COMEX and London markets, and the use of the yuan for payment would have further diminished the U.S. dollar as an international currency. Although gold and silver prices fell sharply on February 29 and have been under pressure since, there are positive signs for precious metals. Despite the massive suppression, the price of gold fell less than 10% and silver was only down 15%. In the long run, all that was accomplished with the assault on precious metals was to create another temporary bargain buying opportunity. Enjoy it while it lasts. That's it for today. Tune in again Wednesdays and Fridays for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.